We have the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Why are they called the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? So, we know there are Zion Mitzvahs. What are they? The big three. Three mitzvahs you have to give up your life for. Not to commit adultery, either worship or murder. And then Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. Aver Menachai, not ripping a limb off a live animal. Beis, Birchas Hashem, a euphemism, not to curse God. Gimel Gezel, stealing, kidnapping, and Dalet Dinim. So those are the seven. However, Adam was not permitted to have meat, so his issue was to eat meat. But after the flood, so God permitted Noach to eat meat. So therefore, he added on Aver Min HaChai. So therefore, it's known as the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, because he was the first one to be permitted to meet, and hence the Isser Aver Min HaChai. Those are the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Adam, and that's the whole discussion. The Mishnah of HaMelech in the Sefer talks about what was the status of the Avos Kodem Matan Torah. And then when did the Din Yisrael begin? Did it seem to be a Machlokas Rishonim, Tosis versus the Ramban, whether it began in Matan Torah, or whether it began earlier. The Avos had the status. Avram is the first Yid, or whoever. So that's a discussion. So Machlokas, whether the Avos were Ben Noach or Ben Yisrael. So Rav Salvechik thought maybe a compromise Chita, middle Chita. That's what he wants to explain. The Rambam. The Rambam goes through the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and then he goes through how each of the Avos added new mitzvahs. So we know Avram instituted Shacharis, and as well he had the mitzvah of Milah. Yitzhak added Mincha, and he had the mitzvah of Meiser. Yaakov instituted Meirav, and he was given the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. It's a discussion. What do you mean Gid Hanasha? So the Rambam in Peirush Hashanah explains that, according to the Rambam, it's a Machlokas with Rashi, that everyone agrees Gid Hanasha was given to Yaakov Avinu. The only Machlokas is, why do we keep Gid Hanasha? Do we keep Gid Hanasha because it was given to Yaakov, or was it was given to Har Sinai? So we do it because of Har Sinai. And then it goes on that Amron had different mitzvahs, and then Midrashim that we know before Mara, at Mara, different mitzvahs were given, and finally all the Torah was given to Har Sinai. So that's what the Rav explained. What is Kedusha? It's not just an abstract thing, it's something concrete. So when you have mitzvahs to do, so the more mitzvahs you do, that's how we make a bracha. Before we do a mitzvah, Asher Kedushata b'mitzvosa b'tzivanos. Every mitzvah we do adds Kedusha, and therefore that's what, so really they had a quasi-status. They were higher than B'nai Noah because they kept on adding more mitzvahs, and ultimately at Har Sinai, we got the full-fledged status of a Yisrael.